What is up, Dolphin fans? Welcome to another edition. I don't even know what episode we're up to of the Dolphin Collective. Shout out to my guys, Omar Kelly, Alan Papart, and TD Finn's Talk. Real quick, got to pay them bills, got to keep the lights on, got to talk about the sponsors. And we're going to start with SeatGeek. They are playing home. If you want to get a second shot at seeing Quinn Ewers or see if the Dolphins can pull off a little bit of an upset. I know some Tampa Bay fans are probably going to be there because their season is on the line. Use that promo code FINS10. You get 10% off your first purchase, as well as, where is it? There it is, Sleeper. Let's talk about some Sleeper. Let's talk about some Sleeper because there's some interesting ones on here. Now, we'll get into the injuries. Like, I honestly, do you guys think Aaron Brewer will play?
Yes, he'll try. And he'll be on the field as long as it matters.
Or he'll take one snap to keep the streak going and then leave.
That's true.
I'm joking. He doesn't strike me as that kind of guy.
He definitely, that streak is very important to him. So
it is.
So Mike Evans is playing, which, you know, he didn't practice for two straight days. I didn't know if he was going to play or not. They have a little bit of a discount. So instead of 60.5 receiving yards, they have it down to 49.5 receiving yards. Taking the more or less on that, Omar?
I am definitely taking the more, especially in a week after the secondary got carved up by Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very competent caliber secondary. I think they're going to be looking for some Mike Evans and on Jack Jones one-on-one situations.
Who's Rasul going to be covering mostly?
I think they'll move Mike Evans away from Rasul. Rasul has gotten to that point, in my opinion, mm-hmm. where I want to avoid him at all.
What's
that look for, Bouvard?
Look is for a Tampa Bay that has not one, not two, not three. They have four wide receivers that every team would take on their team like that. Mike Evans, the rookie Buka from Ohio State, Chris Godwin, and Jalen McMillan. So
who's going to the Hall of Fame, though?
Okay, all four of them.
No.
Now I got a question.
After this game Sunday, they all.
So I got a fantasy question. Now I got Buka, right? Do I play him? Now I got Chris Olave, Jamar Chase, and I got Eagles receiver.
Which one? Devontae or AJ Brown?
Brown.
Okay. Who's playing?
Who's the one? Because I'm playing Jamar Chase. They're facing, I think, the Cardinals.
Yes.
And I like Olave's playing the Titans. Mm-mm. No? So should I play Buka?
Mm-hmm. Who's Chase playing?
Cardinals.
Cardinals. You absolutely take Chase and you take
Buka?
No, yeah, they got four guys. Yeah, they got four guys. They're gonna spread it around.
Dolphins have two cornerbacks, no nickel.
I'll say this: T. Higgins did get the Bengals their touchdown, not Jamar Chase. And I have Jamar Chase, and it was killing me. Quinn Ewers,
you were rooting against the Dolphins for Jamar Chase.
Shame on you, Doug.
Nice, Doug. Nice.
You're supposed to take a fantasy L for the team.
Once we got down three touchdowns, I was like, give him a touchdown. Come on, man. It was everyone but Jamar. Alan, Quinn Ewers, 208.5 passing yards. He had what, like 250 last week?
260. I think he's going to go up because Tampa Bay generally is good against the run.
Yeah.
So it may be that the Dolphins are going to make their money offensively, throwing the ball, and it could become a shootout, very possibly. Although, very important that Tampa Bay is going to be without Tristan Wirfs. They're easily their best offensive lineman, one of the best in the NFL. This is where the Dolphin defense got to get the pass rush on top of Baker Mayfield, making it uncomfortable. If not, you're going to put up big numbers. But to answer your question, I take the over on yours.
And then TD, talking about running game, you got Bucky Irving. And you got Sean Tucker, the running backs for Tampa Bay. Who do you think gets the more touchdowns between the two? They're both getting half a touchdown.
I'll stay away from the rushing touchdown for Tampa. They're going to get a lot of rushing yards, but I'll stay away from the rushing touchdown. I will stick with the receivers when it comes to touchdowns. I go under.
And then I will take really hard here. Javon, I think he will touch them. Darren, no, you know who I'm going to take? Don't touch.
What happened to your sound?
I know. Oh, it's going. It's going.
Your sound was going in and out.
Oh, I'm going in and out? Mm-hmm. I got a blizzard going on outside right now.
Oh, wow.
Wow. For real?
I'm about to get 8 inches. Pause on that. but I was saying I'll take Greg Dulcich. He's getting 20 and a half receiving yards. I think he gets more than that. We got to throw some humor in there. But go check him out. Use the promo code HMA. You get 100% up to $100. Love Sleeper. As well, you know, we're in podcast form. And if you want to become a member, hit the join button next to the subscribe button.
I want some Darren Waller action in this Sleeper.
I think him and Dulcich are the same receiving yard. 20 and a half for Dulcich. No, Waller's 25 and a half.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. That's easy money.
Him and Ewers had a connection that first game.
Because he could just throw it up there, and Ewers is just trying to throw it up there. Like,
yeah.
That one pass, I think it was like an out, like a 4 or 5 yard out. Oh, no one was catching that but Waller.
That's safe money right there.
He just got up there and he grabbed it. No one was catching it but Waller. But let's talk about the topics on the day. Lamar Jackson is number one on here. There is a report coming out of the Baltimore Sun. Now, he didn't say this to the Baltimore Sun, but there's a report saying Lamar would love to play in Miami if the superstar quarterback and Ravens look to depart this upcoming offseason. Would you trade, obviously it's going to be first rounders, for Lamar Jackson? Now, I'll say this, obviously, dynamic, multiple league MVP, but he's been banged up a lot lately. And you know the Miami Dolphins, when it comes to luck, they don't have any. So we would trade 2 firsts and 2 seconds, get Lamar, and then he would pull a Dante Culpepper and get hurt the entire time he's in Miami. Very iffy about that. Omar, would you pull off a trade for Lamar if he becomes available in the offseason?
Why do I have to go first?
Because you're there. You just I go right around.
Why does he go first?
See, look at that jealousy down. I will say this. I have a great deal of respect for Mike Preston, the Baltimore Ravens columnist who wrote that. I know how stories like that get put into the universe, which it's generally planted there by people within your organization, or an agent, or an agent.
Sorry.
The difference is with this situation, Lamar Jackson doesn't have an agent. His mother's his agent, and I have done business with his mother, and trust me, she ain't leaking crap. And his mother don't play, and his mother don't contribute to any of the NFL bull crap that we see going out there. She's about getting her son the bread, okay? Now, I talked to Lamar. Lamar is not a big Miami Dolphins fan, never grew up a big Miami Dolphins fan. So all this, would he like to play for home team? Sure.
That's right.
Dolphins have passed on him twice in the draft. And then when he was a free agent, he certainly would have loved if the Dolphins had bid on him because nobody bid on him. NFL got tampered for collusion. But keep in mind, he is guaranteed to get $104 million over the next 2 years. He's got $52 million coming to him each year. It's not guaranteed, but Lamar's going to get his money. Coming off this injury, if this is agent-driven, it's about getting a new contract, which means if you're going to trade 2 firsts and a fourth, which is the most I would do for Lamar Jackson, I'm also going to have to make him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
The market is the market.
The market is the market. And you're technically going to pay Tua more than you would pay Lamar Jackson next year. So, but what's the rate for the highest paid quarterback in the NFL? Is it $60 million
a year? I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. So. It's 60, Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going 61. So I would feel a little bit, as to quote Joe Philbin, a little bit queasy, especially coming off now he's got the back injury. I don't think he'll play anymore the rest of the season. He's had a year where he lost his mobility. Y'all know I am terrified of mobile quarterbacks because they will eventually lose their mobility. And then what?
Unless they're big. Sorry.
Josh Allen will lose it soon. Don't be patient. It's happened in his first seven years, 8 years, but it's coming. Cam Newton is just the same size as Josh Allen, and he lost it, so it's coming. I would be interesting, but the problem is the Dolphins are being used right now, which they're always okay with being used. Very unhealthy behavior, but they'll let it be.
Can I jump in? Here's the thing. Lamar Jackson's contract is going to get addressed regardless because his cap number for each of the next 2 years is $74 million. That is cray-cray. So it's going to get addressed, and he's got 2 years left, and then it's got a couple of void years. And I'm with Omar here. It's like, have we not learned our lesson with a quarterback who's become or he's going to become fragile before too long?
Mm-hmm.
I mean – To me, I'm sorry. That's a no. That ship has sailed. Dolphins should have drafted him in 2018. They didn't.
Should have signed him as a free agent.
Mm-hmm. No. You know damn well what was happening that offseason. Nobody's signing him.
Everybody was a dummy.
Say what?
And everybody was a dummy. You passed up on the opportunity to get Lamar Jackson because everybody was colluding.
They were like, wink, wink, we're fine.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that they were being dumb. They were like –
can you name the Atlanta Falcons quarterback who was supposed to be their starter?
Lamar, they were colluding. I'm sorry. What? Did I say that out loud?
I mean, if I'm Steve Ross, y'all might be colluding. I'm not.
So I looked up because I wanted to see where that ranked, that $74.5 million cap hit. That's third. Deshaun Watson is 80.7 and Patrick Mahomes is 78.2. Jeez, can you guess before I get to TD and ask him about the trade? Can you guess who ranks number one out of all the quarterbacks in a workout bonus? What quarterback is number one ranked workout bonus?
Tua?
Who were they worried about? Not.
Oh,
Kyler Murray.
Yeah. $1.8 million workout bonus.
Please work out.
They're like, get off the call of duty and like, work out. Wow. TD, are you trading for Lamar?
This is a sad day for the Dolphins fan base because Lamar Jackson we're talking about here. Okay, I don't care. Yeah, one part of you who cares about the injury, go get you one. But they waited too late, man. This man is 7 years in, and he could really be starting to break down. And it's 8 years, and it's a dangerous move. And here's the reality. The Miami Dolphins can't afford Lamar Jackson.
No.
They can afford him. But what, you ain't going to afford to put nothing around him because you got to –
the cap's not real.
Well, it is in this case when you talk about two quarterbacks you'll be paying at once. So look, we've gotten so much in the debt that we put ourselves in a position where a top five quarterback, we really aren't even realistic. If you really want to break it down, we don't have a realistic chance for them. Now they can figure out a way to make it happen, but now you're talking about what's around him. And I don't have time for the, it's Lamar, but we need to fix this. We need to fix that. This is a problem. That's a problem. That's what you're going to be getting into. So I'll pass on a Lamar Jackson. Now Joe Burrow come available. That's a different story.
Hold on. You pass at any price?
What happened?
Make me an offer.
Oh, if like what would make me say yes?
Yeah, make me an offer.
Let's swap these contracts, and I'll send you a first.
Oh, Tua? Hell no. Nah. You can keep him. Everybody's going to tell you you can keep him.
That's the point. I made you an offer. I know it ain't going to happen. But, you know, so that's the only thing that makes sense. You got to get off of that Tua money, and there's no way to really do that unless the team's willing to do the straight-up swap. That's why I'm terrified of Kyler Murray.
Yeah, the only way you're getting off to his contract, unfortunately, and I'm sad I'm at this state, is Geno Smith, Kyler Murray.
Oh Jesus, no!
You want to swap my problem for your problem?
The only Smith thing I'll say about Kyler Murray is this expiring.
His contract's expiring too.
No, but this Kyler Murray's got less on the back end of his.
Geno's a 26 and a half next year, and then there's an out after 2026.
And he's a South Florida guy, by the way.
Miramar.
He lives here in the offseason.
Now, if Lamar
you'd still switch to Tua for Geno Smith? Yeah. Okay.
That's a bridge. No. It's 26 and a half cap hit? Yeah, I'd do it.
He's not good, though.
It's mediocre. I mean, talk about me.
That's when you get that top pick in 2027. You get your guy.
Y'all got me out here thinking about keeping Tua with these names.
Kyler Murray could be intriguing, considering if you can get the right coach. Like, I think his coach at Arizona might be.
But Tua couldn't see over the line.
Oh, but that guy's athletic.
Omar, you think? No. Kyler Murray has lost athleticism as well.
Yeah, you're right.
And he can move.
Right. Well, I'm not a Kyler guy.
Let's talk about Sunday. So, injury report: Minka's out, Isaiah Johnson's out, Benito Jones is out, which means get a healthy dose of the young guys. But we've been seeing the young guys, so
back in the lineup.
D. Estridge, doubtful, and then the questionables are Aaron Brewer, Terrell Dotson, Andrew Meyer. And Jason Sanders.
Was not playing.
Who?
D. Estridge.
He's doubtful.
He's not playing.
Yeah, he's doubtful.
He's not playing.
Why is, I'll ask, why is Jason Sanders practicing and why is he questionable? What is the point? Do they want to see if the hip is okay? Is that what they're doing, Alan?
Just know, Doug, if you're on IR, as long as you're on IR but you're practicing, you can't be listed higher than questionable. So Andrew Meyer is practice full for the past 2 weeks, but he's still questionable because he's still in IR. Mike McDaniel told us before practice today he's more than likely playing.
Gotcha. He's coming up. Isaiah Johnson's going on IR. I think D. Estridge is probably going on IR too.
I think Benito Jones might be going on IR. Minka might be going on IR. Keon Smith's
going to be. No, he mentioned Minka might come back for the season finale.
Sure.
You sound like me, Alan.
and that kind of gets to this topic. Who needs to play? Like, in all honesty, that's why I was like, you know, if Aaron Brewer wasn't so like dead set on, you know, starts and, you know, having that streak, I would shut him down and have Andrew Meyer start at center. I'd feel bad for, you know, and we'll get to yours because
then you're telling everybody.
I think the team kind of is already in that situation.
But he hurt, so you got an excuse.
Dude, Raiders are tanking. They told Max Crosby wanted to play, and they told him, no, you're not playing.
They want that pick.
He left the building.
The Giants are going to have to tell Jackson Dart to bring it down a notch. They're going to be like, Jackson, stop running into walls. We need to lose this one. Anyway.
Doug, here's what I would tell you. There are certain guys who have statistical goals in mind who absolutely want to play. Jordan Brooks wants to lead the NFL in tackles. Devon Achane got a shot at 2,000 total yards. You don't think that's big? Plus, he's looking for a new contract after the season, so he wants his numbers to go all the way up. Brewer's got the long streak of games going.
Are ignoring the most important one, which I wrote a column about in the Miami Herald on Sunday.
Who that?
Do you realize Bradley Chubb has $4.8 million in bonuses tied to the final two games of the season, and it's not even his performance. If the Dolphins are right now the 22nd scoring defense, and if they can get into the 20s, if they can be 20, he will get $4.8 million worth of bonuses he has already qualified for, but his team has not qualified for.
Damn, what kind of
man, the Bucks finna put up 40. The Dolphins ain't
oh
paying
my
that.
God.
Listen, the Dolphins cannot allow more than 40 points in the next two games in order to give themselves a chance to help Bradley Chubb get his $4.8 million. And right now, if I'm Bradley Chubb, I'm putting $100,000 on every defensive player on my team to show up.
Chubb is going to be shredding blocks like it's no one's business. We're never going
to pay up front. No, we pay at the back end.
And no take back.
We paying at the back end. Deliver.
We're not going to see Bradley Chubb get off the snap quicker in these next 2 weeks than his entire career. He is going to be eating. Holy. Because they are 22nd ranked scoring defense. And what? It's 20 over 25 he loses
just,
it?
Just to let you guys know, I dug deep into his contract. You know how everybody thinks Bradley Chubb like took this massive pay cut? He really didn't. Bradley Chubb is already, without these incentives, going to make $11.8 million this year. Because he's hit most of his incentives, that he's going to hit all of them and get another 4.8. There were $8.7 million worth of incentives. They changed his contract, which was like 19 something, and turned $8.7 million into incentives and achievable incentives. All he needs is for the Dolphins defense to hold opponents to less than 20 points the next two games. And more than likely, he will achieve $4.8 million. If you're not going out there playing for me, I'm in your you-know-what.
He about to be in a lot of you-know-whats.
And Tristan Wirfs isn't playing. He's out. Woo!
Yep.
This is gonna be interesting game. I'm pretty sure we're all in agreement, have the young guys play, obviously, right? With who needs to play. We kind of want to see what the young guys can do.
Derek McLennan. I'm gonna bang that drum till I can't bang it no more.
Let's at least get him out there.
We'll get elevated. Him and Theo Weiss are gonna get elevated.
Yeah, probably. But Benito Jones opens the door for Derek McLennan. To get active, because they already got four defensive tackles. Why do they need another one?
They don't, because they have Matthew Butler, but they just.
Yeah, well, why play Matthew Butler? You need a roster spot. Well, what are you playing Matthew Butler for?
Harsh.
You got Zeke Biggers, you got Jordan Phillips, you got what's the first one?
Kenneth Grant.
Yeah, and then you got Zach Sealer. What do you need a fifth for? You do need Derek McLendon because
do what?
To rush the passer. Anybody else rushing the passer around there?
You act like Derek McLendon is going to come into the game in the lineup and have three sacks. Come on now.
Bradley Chubb is. Bradley Chubb's about to go off.
He also has to continue to play 78% of the defensive snaps. Mm. He is right now at 78.1. And trust me, that's not by accident.
Oh my God. Man, you think playing in the NFL is hard in the playing aspect of it. Then you got the contract with the underlining language and
I say this all the time. People think the NFL is a sport. It is a business.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
And that's why a lot of the times these guys have to start taking care of themselves.
Poupard, do you remember the year that the Dolphins kept Ronnie Brown and Reggie Bush from achieving their incentives in the season finales?
I don't remember Ronnie Brown. I remember Reggie Bush. And
it was definitely Ronnie Brown.
Not a happy camper. Well, they didn't play. They didn't play together.
They did. They took Ronnie's snaps away.
Yeah. No, I know
Reggie
Bush was not a happy camper about it.
Let's talk about Ewers. Because Ewers, not a great day, obviously. You know, had the two interceptions, made some nice throws, but overall, you throw in two interceptions, ain't good. He is facing a defense that is 7th in rush, but 27th in passing. So, you know, they're really going to be focused on stopping Devon Achane, stopping the run, and having the rookie beat them. Do you guys see him now with another week of hopefully practicing with the starters and getting used to it, having a little bit more of a bounce back from what he did against the Bengals? We'll start with TD.
That depends on Mike McDaniel. Are you going to give him an opportunity to stop putting him in, you know, letting him hand the ball off twice and then giving him a third and 7 to third and 15 to operate with, giving him one chance? I think that going into the game, knowing the statistical breakdown that you just laid out, Doug, that this is a good run defense and everybody is starting to understand what we're doing and selling out on the run, they'll probably sell out on it even though they don't need to. So you need to make this a coming out party for Quinn Ewers and say, hey, here's your shot to light it up or fail. Because I'm a firm believer. He is the one person that needs to be thrown in the utmost fire. Forget the developmental thing, because what if you throw him in the fire and he comes out safe?
Unscathed.
And then, yeah, he does a great job. Then you know, hey, you know what? It's something here that we may have undervalued that we want to continue to, you know, evaluate. And that can help us determine our offseason plans a little better. But if you're not going to do that, then what are we doing? I mean, if this is evaluation mode, this is your chance to evaluate. I think they're going to sell out on Achan. I think they're going to make life tough for him. He'll pop off 160-yarder. But when you really look at last week, they shut Achan down with the exception of the one run that he breaks. So we can't have that, because you're going to get behind quick, and then it's going to be another disaster. Tampa ain't playing. Tampa going to put up points better than the team we did even last week, this week. Mm-hmm. They still got a chance. They are playing for something. And those guys are getting some continuity together. They may have been struggling, but you're going to see your best performance. So we need to show ours. So let him go and let him play hard, and I think he'll have a really good day. He had 260 yards. Did y'all know that was like the second most yards by a Dolphin quarterback this season?
Ouch. Ouch. Ouch.
Speaking, I ain't mentioning nobody. Statistics. I'm just speaking facts.
Ouch.
Second. Oh, no. Excuse me. Third, because there was a game of 261. So, well, forgive me. I'm looking. All right.
That's a load of belt shot to you.
First start. Rookie.
A lot of throwing in the fourth quarter. The game was over.
Oh, he ain't the only quarterback who had to deal with that.
He got benched. The other quarterback got benched in every blowout.
Not against Pittsburgh.
He didn't get benched. He got benched versus the Browns.
In garbage time.
He got benched.
Hey, he scored two touchdowns against Pittsburgh. Anyway.
In garbage time.
I'm sorry.
Alan, do you expect to see a little bit better production out of Ewers on Sunday?
I thought Ewers was fine, dudes. I don't know what we're talking about here. Again, circumstances a lot of times play into the final numbers. And again, if Weez makes a better play on the interception, it's not a pick that goes on Ewers' record.
Yeah.
If they don't call the ticky tack OPI, that's a 30-yard completion to Devon Achane. That makes a difference. The one play I hated was a pass to Waddle. To me, it was a brutal throw. Outside of that, I thought he was perfectly fine. I thought he was basically what I expected. He knows the system. It doesn't look too big for him. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's decent juice on the ball. He's got a great arm, but sometimes if he gets the laces right, it can spin it a little bit. I thought he was fine, and I'd expect an even cleaner performance, maybe not better, cleaner from the whole offense is what I would expect.
It's funny too, because after the game I said I liked his release. I think I said he had like a ridiculous release on one of his throws, and I got people like, ridiculous release.
He's a quick release.
Yeah, so like if I say something good about any quarterback, people are gonna get in their feelings about it. Omar, since you're the one who doesn't think, out of all four of us, I think you're the only one who thinks his performance on Sunday wasn't good. What do you expect it to be better, or
efficiency? That is my standard for every single quarterback. And even though Tua couldn't throw a 15-yard out, and defenses could just sit there in zone and pick them apart, he still gave you generally efficient play when he wasn't turning the ball over. I need no turnovers. I need some scores in the red zone. I need third down conversions. Keep the team on the field. I need Waddle to get his 90 yards so he can be a 1,000-yard receiver. Mm-hmm. These are small little milestones. I need you to give Darren Waller some opportunities to show that I still got it and I can continue to play at my elevated age and still be a dynamic red zone weapon. I think that Todd Bowles is about to throw the kitchen sink at Quinn Ewers. And that's just Todd's way. Rookie quarterback, we're going to make him pay. And I think the run game is going to be taken away from Miami because Levante Davis is a beast. Mm. And Devon Achane never showed him a run that Levante David couldn't stop. Levante David, in my opinion, is a Hall of Fame player. And you, that's like saying Levante David is not a Hall of Fame player.
No, I find it amusing that you love your Miami dudes. He played at Miami.
No. That's Miami Northwest. He didn't play at the University of Miami.
No. I know that, but he's a Miami dude. You love your Miami dudes. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I love dogs. That's what I love. Okay. And if you just so happen to be from Miami and you a dog, we can run the field together. Like, give me a dog. Levante mm-hmm. David is still a dog. No, he's old as crap, but he's still a dog.
By the way, can we acknowledge now, if we have enough evidence, just how valiant, some of us talked about this for a while, just what kind of difference it makes for the entire offense, not just strictly his production, not having Tyreek Hill on offense makes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm a huge Tyreek Hill fan, but I think that not being able to throw outs, not ever having safeties to pass 40 yards past the line of scrimmage, I think that was a huger factor for the offense's shrinkage than not having Tyreek Hill.
You hate shrinkage. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but that's on a quarterback. I'm not saying any names.
Stop taking shots at him. That's very.
But I think two things can be true. Tyreek was a massive piece that hid a lot of our issues, but also the quarterback minimized what we could do. And here's another thing people don't realize. Tyreek ended up becoming the number one player in the NFL a few years ago. The man literally went off in a season, and we still technically left meat on the bones. Like people underestimate how many times you got to come back for a deep ball that should be a touchdown. How many times, you know.
He had to do it with Patrick Mahomes, too.
I'm not saying, no, yes, I understand that, but I'm telling you, Tyreek is the type of guy, he should have easily have achieved a 2,500-yard season in his career.
Nah.
Yes.
I don't think anybody's passed 2,000, right, Poupard?
Yeah, I know.
He wanted to be the first 2,000.
The man had 19-something, didn't he? And I'm like, we left so much on the table.
17.
I thought it was 19. But, 17. We left so much on the table. He got hurt that year.
He got hurt. He played the Jets game. Final, like, five games of the season, hurt injury.
Yeah.
So, but,
yeah.
But
he still. Also had, again, and I'm not taking away from what Tyreek did because, again, anyone who sits here and doesn't say that Tyreek is a huge factor because the 2023 offense was so productive, he also had some pivotal drops in some games as well.
He did. That, you Eagles, know. Kansas City.
Oh, he was against
Ravens.
Bills, he was brutal Ravens. Against the Chiefs.
Huh?
He was bad in that Kansas City game in Germany.
Especially that fumble, which
I think was the Tennessee fumble. Game that they lost, he like fumbled. He didn't catch or make an effort for a lateral pass.
Last year from Tyler Huntley, yeah.
Yeah, turnover. Like, come on.
And he gets a pass for every bit of it from all the production that he did provide.
Oh, 100%.
You're right.
100%.
You're right.
And that's the one guy. Oh, you got to catch that, but it's Tyreek. He done caught 50 of them that we shouldn't have caught.
Yeah, but if it's like it'll win the game for you, you got to catch that. There was a few where he was like, he was open. We would score a touchdown. We would have took a lead. And, you know, there was a few. But, again, it's minimal. Minimal, like I said. But definitely
some. It was one in all those games that y'all put on tour. It was one in all those games that y'all put on tour that he should have came down with. That's a touchdown or a 40-yard game. Every single one of them.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Speaking of that type of talent, Pro Bowl snubs. I think the only one we really have is Aaron Brewer.
No.
Brooks.
Well, Brooks is an alternate.
That's not it.
They're all the alternates, but.
No, Aaron Brewer's not even an alternate.
No, he's not. Yeah, he's not an alternate. He's not.
Damn.
That's why I'm like, at least Brooks got the alternate. Aaron Brewer got nothing. They were like, oh, you're one of the best safeties in the NFL, extenders in the NFL? No, that's cool.
Here's the thing, though. I want to make this point because I know there's this thing over there, and he's very, very good, particularly in the run game.
Mm.
It's pass blocking. is okay. It's not great. He also tied for the team lead. He's tied for the team lead in penalties.
So is he?
Yes, he's got 8, and Jack Jones has 8. So I don't know. I think Jordan Brooks not making the initial Pro Bowl roster is actually, to me, a bigger snub than Aaron Brewer not even being an alternate. But that's just me.
Yeah, but I feel like if a certain player was having a good season, we'd have 6 starters right now in the Pro Bowl just because a certain audience would have voted them all in.
I think that if a team was winning, they would have 6 Pro Bowlers.
Thank you.
It's not on that certain player. It's on
we would be winning if that player.
That player is not the only reason this team is not
Omar, you are noticed. It's not me. It's him.
Hey, I got to come out of the garage.
I think TD did a whole stream on that last year, that the reason we didn't get a lot of Pro Bowlers is because of a certain somebody.
Because the energy was gone.
I can tell you there were two games that the defense, that certain player put the team in position to win, and the defense was like, score more points. Like, let's not put it on one player.
Yeah, we don't know what you're talking about, Omar.
Anyway, let's get to the donation.
When he could throw, he delivered 2 should be victories. I'm just saying.
Whoa. So the defense lost it, and it's not all him when they lost, but he would have delivered 2 wins all by himself. Sure.
That's a team game, Papar. It's a team game.
I was on your side, and you pushed it.
Yeah, listen, it's not the Dolphins who can't win big games. It's that certain player. Even though the Dolphins ain't win a big game, but Buffalo.
It's a whole team, but he's the quarterback, and he's the one who makes the money. And because they showed him the money.
And he was playing bad. Let's just call it what it is.
Not in all of them. But no, I don't disagree with that. You get him that much money, you got to do what Josh Allen's doing, because you're making just as much as him. And that's why I never wanted to pay him. Point blank. 652 in here hanging out watching us. Be sure to hit the like button. You want 184 likes. We got to just hit the like button, and then that's it. We also have 10,300 subs. We have gone up.
Listen, I do, before we begin the question and answer period, and definitely, folks, get your questions up. The question of the show, are the Dolphins – a healthy organization moving forward? And I need everybody to address that and the reasoning why.
All right, I'll start. No, I don't think they're a healthy organization. They just don't make the right decisions at the right time. They don't do the right things at the right time, and they don't make the right evaluations. And it's just this perpetual wheel of mediocre, wrong decision-making for the past 25 years. And until that gets fixed, whether it is the man upstairs, and I ain't talking about God, or if it is anyone else, it's that circle. You know, it's that just, you know, if you have anxiety like I do, there's a circle with the anxiety where you get stuck in it. Miami Dolphins have been stuck in that anxiety circle for 25 years. We'll get a new head coach, and then some of the fan base is going to be like, oh my God, we hired blah, blah, blah. And then half of the fan base is going to be like, hey, give him a shot. And then we'll give it 3 years, and we'll be right back here. Until we get the talent evaluation right, we get the GM right, nothing else matters. So right now, no, I don't think it's a healthy organization moving forward.
TD?
Yeah, we're not a healthy organization at all, because the very top, the brain of it all, is not functioning properly. And the sad thing is, Stephen Ross isn't a football guy. He's a guy who's willing to do whatever it takes for this team to be successful, but he's relying on a lot of advisors and people to steer the organization in the right way and report back to him. And the crazy thing is, it could take you 5-10 years before you realize is the people that's steering you are the problem. You know, you can go through 2 coaches, you can go through quarterbacks, you can go through all kind of changes before you finally realize, man, maybe it's my advisors. But that's the last place people look. It'll always be, you know, well, what's happening on the field? Well, now we got to hold a person who's responsible for what's happening on the field. But who hired that person? And who hired the person who hired them? So it, to me, it starts at the top. And I just think that it's hard to talk about how to fix it because we're not preview. You guys may be a little more preview to what's going on in the front office, but you got to have better people tell us. Somebody should have been able to stand up tall and say, no, we are not doing this extension. No, mm-hmm. we are not. Mm-hmm. Somebody, but that didn't happen. That was neglect. No, everybody knows you shouldn't have done that. You know, you understand you got handcuffs on given the circumstance, but how did you get in that position to begin with? So I just think there needs to be more accountability further up. And yeah, we got problems down, like with the GM, Chris Greer, coaching or quarterback, but it always is going to come to the very top. And I think he needs people checking the checkers.
Poop.
My initial reaction was, is that a trick question? I'm going to echo basically everything that Doug and TD said, because I agree with everything. And it's like, you look at where they are right now, major question mark at quarterback, major question mark at the head coach spot, bad salary cap situation. Oh, and on top of that, they haven't won a playoff game in 25 years. They haven't won a division title since 2008. So there's nothing to hang your hat on. They don't have this, what you would call a loaded roster, where it's just a quick fix here or there. No, they're in bad shape. In fact, right now, if we're looking at the health of organizations, they're pretty low down the totem pole.
I agree with everything you gentlemen said. I have not been here and covered this team as long as Poupart has, but Poupart saw good years.
I did.
I started in 2007. That's all you need to
know. I did.
And the sad thing is, you're in a better spot than you've been in 2007, but as you're right on the mediocrity merry-go-round, which is what I call it. You just keep going round and round and round and round. And to me, there are two consistent themes, three consistent themes that have existed within this franchise during my 19 years. One is Steve Ross has gotten the hiring wrong, and he doesn't know when to jump ship. The second thing is they, as an organization, are terrified to death, terrified of quarterback competition. Yeah. And that's from start to finish, every person in the organization. They feel like quarterback competition is going to destroy the team. And because you've never had quarterback competition, you've never had a good team. There was an era of this team, and Poupart could testify to this, where everybody on the team knew that Matt Moore could lead the team to more victories than Ryan Tannehill. Was never, ever, 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 ever given an opportunity to compete. Offensive players went to the head coach in December with the season still on the line and told him, as a representative for everybody, especially the defensive players, we would like Matt Moore to start. And Joe Philbin said no. Now, that's cancer, and it's terminal. And I don't think until you change that mindset, it's never going anywhere. And then my third reason of why this organization has just been such a poop show, no offense, poop, is that talent evaluation is never – ever the strength of whoever is running the organization. It is, you name that person. Jeff Ireland probably was the best talent evaluator you had here. And I wouldn't even put Jeff Ireland in the category of good talent evaluators. As you saw with Chris Greer, there were consistent draft misses. Consistent. And then you had to follow those up by patching the roster with old and injured free agents. When those misses, when the Cam Smiths and the Channing Tindalls and the Solomon Kinleys of the world missed, you had to patch it with old and injured cheap players. And then you're surprised when those old and injured cheap players don't play well in December or aren't healthy enough for December. It's a vicious cycle of mediocrity, and it does not end until you make the top person in the organization a talent evaluator.
And but Omar, I don't think like talent evaluation is key, right? But there's also another element that's missing with this organization, and it's player development as well. I think we have because player development is supposed to be there to have your back in talent evaluation, just in case. Oh man, I mean, maybe that wasn't the best pick. Like, tell me one player on this team who became the Andrew Van Ginkle of the world, a no name, then all of a sudden he's a star today.
Patrick Paul,
Andrew Van Ginkle.
No, this is the difference. If you come out in this league balling day one, you had that. Don't give me talent evaluation in one off season. I'm talking about
out day one balling.
Yeah,
No. I'm
who's the guy that look at him two, three years later? Look at how he is literally became this guy.
Andrew Van Ginkle.
Paul Solei.
Paul Solei.
Here's the point that I want. Here's the point that I'm trying to make here.
Steeler.
You may find them, but they're too. They're too scarce.
I mean, it happens though. Cornerbacks, like development. Xavier Howard developed safeties.
Rashad Jones.
It's too scarce. We got.
But
two
you want a whole roster?
How many names do you need?
I don't think.
But y'all are spreading out over years. I'm talking about. Time.
Okay, well, give me a year and I'll give you five.
This year,
player development. You could go with the whole rookie class. They play like trash.
No, stop. This is what I'm talking about. If you came out balling, that's not player development.
But they sucked. They sucked. That's what I'm telling you.
What rookie class is that? What rookie class developed?
What rookie class developed? I mean, the rookie classes are bad generally, but in this class, there's no stars. So
thank you.
I'm not going to sit here and say any of them are stars, but they all developed. They've all developed. Look at Zeke Biggers. There's no bigger development on this team than Zeke Biggers.
Omar and Zeke.
name me somebody who developed bigger than Zeke Biggers this year. Oh. Like, the guy couldn't even be active. And I bet you he starts on Sunday.
Would he start on Sunday? Yeah, probably. No, Jordan Phillips will start in for Benito.
We'll see.
No.
Okay, we'll see.
Did they get mad at us?
I think we lost them. Let's go to donations, and then when he comes back, we'll continue. Ian says, I know some of y'all don't believe in tanking, but you see what the Raiders and Giants are doing right now. It's beyond hysterical. Should be Sunday night football game. It really.
What did the Giants do?
Well, it's the fact that they're both playing to get the number one overall pick.
I know that I'm saying, but I know with the Raiders, Max Crosby.
Yeah, the Raiders are sabotaging themselves. What are the Giants sabotaging?
I think they're bad enough that we lost them. I think they're bad enough that it's like
they don't need to mention.
They have to tell guys to like bring it down or not.
The team is checked out. But I hear here's my thing. When I saw the Max Crosby thing, Max Crosby's been trying to get out of Las Vegas for 2 years now. He'll probably get his freedom this year, but there should be a draft lottery, because when we get to this point in the season, the amount of teams that are intentionally trying to be bad, including this one, let's be real about it, intentionally trying to be bad. Your substitutions on Sunday showed me exactly what you were trying to do. And
players,
huh?
They're trying to evaluate players. You mean you're trying to lose on purpose? Seriously, what difference does it make if they pick 8th or if they pick 13th?
Equity, you got to give up to move up to get your quarterback.
You expect them to trade up to get a quarterback?
If Dante Moore comes out.
Listen, you act like they got a choice in what they can do. Your choices are Kirk Cousins, Geno Smith,
Kyler Murray,
run it back with Tua, or go get a quarterback.
And
in the draft, or you want any's starter, any's former first Daniel round pick, Jones.
Anthony Richardson.
You want Anthony Richardson?
Sign me up right now.
You take that.
You know I'm an arm queen. He's got a big arm.
Oh, he does have a big arm. He can't read a defense, but he does have a big arm.
Yeah, no.
You can't. It's like you act like they have choices. They don't have
choices. Not good ones. They have choices, not good ones.
You always say, and you always get mad at me when I say that, okay, give me the replacement. Well, now we're officially at the point where you need to give me a replacement.
Correct, but it's next year's going to be a transition year, period.
Mm-hmm. So we're playing for Archie Manning? Is that what we're doing?
Is he worth it?
Arch Manning? No, thank you. No, thank you.
I'm just saying. Do you want to? You want to transition year it? Are we transitioning it?
They're too far.
I have a replacement.
Go ahead.
I have a replacement that I think deserves to be a starter in the NFL and given an opportunity.
Tyler Thompson,
Malik Willis.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Interesting. I do. I think he's had time to sit back and develop. And when he does get his opportunities to play, he doesn't look like a backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. Does he look like an elite quarterback? Not so much, but you see some traits that can continue to grow and upside.
At least bring him in on it.
Put a dollar number on it.
Second round pick.
No. He's a free agent.
He is?
Yes.
Oh, Miami got to be all over that.
For how much?
So, dollar amount. I would be willing to, you know, if
more than Wilson.
2 year, $40 million.
20 to fully guaranteed or 30 guaranteed?
Yeah, you can give about 32 just to, you know, play with it.
2 year, $30 million. 2 year, $30 million guaranteed.
I wasn't expecting that.
I think it's a little high for a guy who has not proven himself as a starter.
He's gonna have a market though.
I could go get Mac Jones for cheaper. And Mac Jones knows this offense. Not to say that I'm going to continue to run this offense. I could go get Mac Jones for cheaper.
I like Malik Willis's mobility better.
I don't argue with you against it. I just don't necessarily know if I want to break off somebody who hasn't given me a good body of work.
Mac Jones might actually cost more than Malik.
Options.
Mm-hmm.
Mac might cost more than Malik Willis.
I don't think so because I don't think so because you can't really sell Mac Jones. You can sell Malik.
He's had a significant amount of starts and play well.
Niners.
Yeah, he has some starts and play well.
That's their offense. Everybody plays well in their offense.
And he might go back to Green Bay. He might go back to Green Bay. Willis might go back to San Francisco.
Willis is not.
Malik ain't going back if he ain't passing up no $20 million.
Damn, Mac Jones has thrown for 2,100 yards, 13 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. He's got a 5-3 record. However, his quarterback rating is 97.4, which isn't bad. That's not with Matt Jones.
The dude's played well, man.
I prefer Malik Willis, and Mike Jones would be a good option as well, though. Willis's mobility.
When I was watching the, I think it was not the Bears, the Ravens game. Was that the Ravens game? The last Packers game. I was like, I bring in Malik Willis to compete.
Play well.
Yeah.
He's got 146.1 passer rating. Only 3 games, not a lot of opportunity. He hasn't even thrown 200 passes in his NFL career. I'm not sure I'm paying more.
Yeah, I was thinking like you're going to pay him more than Zach Wilson. I was thinking like $8 to $10 million, have him come in and compete.
Yeah. I'm not sure he'll get
more than that. He'll get more than that, I think.
You got to have a buyer, though. Dolphins are the biggest buyer.
I believe in whatever Green Bay does in that quarterback room. Development-wise. Yeah.
That's the organization. You are not that organization. He doesn't have a lot of yards. He doesn't have a lot of rushing yards. He doesn't have a lot of passing attempts. He's got steady play, but I would have to really scour that film. He's got 5 starts. Yeah,
Umar, watch him play. It's pretty solid.
Yeah,
it's not spectacular, but it's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Right, Jason,
and remember, with no camps of starting reps and all of that stuff. I'm sorry, Doug. Go ahead.
No, we just got 5 minutes. That's all I'm saying. Jason with the $2 super sticker, appreciate you, bud. Ian. With the fiber says, I'm good not trading for Lamar. Have to give up way too much for a guy who's clearly slowing down and chokes in the playoffs.
Lamar's run for 340 yards this season. What season has Lamar Jackson run for 340 yards?
I think he means physically.
Wasn't he out?
But he's still been playing for the last couple of weeks. Yeah. Anyway.
By the way, Ian, you know I love you, buddy, but this notion that Lamar chokes in the playoffs, and I'm going to use the Omar stat of passer rating last year, 132 and 114, for example.
Yeah, he didn't choke in that Bills playoff game. That wasn't him.
Correct.
Derrick Henry fumble, and that was a Mark Andrews drop.
Three years ago against Houston, 121.8 in the AFC Championship against Kansas City. For some reason, the offensive coordinator decided, let's not run the ball. Let's just go pass happy. And that didn't work out. But this notion that he chokes in the playoffs, I think it's a little bit unfair.
No B wants to know who locked TD in the bathroom.
I'm traveling. I'm visiting my parents. But yeah.
RJ with the tour says, I live 10 minutes from MetLife. Winter is coming. Yeah, man. I can hear it. Supposed to get, like I said.
Can you really hear it?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's snowing hard. I salted the crap out of the whole front of my house. I do not want to shovel. ET with the fiber says, is it realistic to think yours can be a prodigy or am I dreaming?
Wake up. You're dreaming. Wake up. Sorry. Hope I'm wrong. But
yeah.
Prodigy.
Let's wait. Shadow Fate, been a member for 7 months. Shout out to you, Shadow Fates. Efficiency doesn't matter when you can't throw 15 yards. Yep.
He can throw 15, he can't throw 25.
Yeah, well, he used to be able to. Can't do it no more. Ian with the fiver says, I'll be watching to see how Ewers does catching the snap. That's how I judge quarterbacks, but what do I know? I'll go back to eating my chips.
Oh, I get the reference. Okay.
And it's funny too, because I think one of the passes he threw a good pass and it came at his knees, yours. I remember it was like a quick, he had to get it and then get up. So he did pretty well. Gary with the fiber says, I'm a huge Ohio State fan, but I'm glad to see the U is back. 35-14, the Ohio State starry TD.
I hope the U wins. I'm not very optimistic, but I hope the U wins. They have the caliber of a championship team. They have the talent of a championship team. They don't have the mindset of a championship team.
Yeah, I hope we win off of bogus pass interference.
Ian with another fiver says, for all you, but especially Omar, let's say their contracts are the same. What quarterback would you rather have for the Dolphins? Herbert or May? May.
Herbert.
Yeah, but for how long?
Allen. This is you. Allen, who are you taking? Justin Herbert or Drake May?
For how long? What's the question? Just
doesn't matter the contract or nothing. Which quarterback is your quarterback? Herbert?
Again, for how long?
3 years.
I think I'd take Herbert, actually.
Herbert, obviously, with me.
I like May a little bit better.
Still waiting.
Ian says, boys, of course we are healthy. Remember back in August, they told us how awesome the culture is. Culture is BS. Winning is what changes organization. What comes down to GM, coaches, and quarterback.
I Poupard will testify. I have always been a big culture is BS. I'm no longer a culture is BS guy.
I've always been a culture is BS guy, and I keep saying culture is BS.
So what about the Panthers?
What about the Panthers? They're stacked. What do you mean?
How they get stacked?
By great trade after great trade after great signing after great trade after great trade. That's how they did it.
They talk about what's his name? Goldie says, because Goldie travels with the team. He says that team, they go everywhere together. They spend all their time together. When they're on the road, if one person decides to go to Dairy Queen, everybody goes to Dairy Queen.
It's not why they win the games.
Togetherness.
Not why they win games. They win games because they are super stacked.
All right. Okay.
The Dolphins should have went everywhere together, but everybody don't golf.
Ian with the tour says, Bill Zito for GM can't be worse than Greer. I'm going to talk about what I can football. Chip with a $20 donation said, it's been a rudderless mess for 25 years since Ross has owned the team. Is 130 and 143.
Name the quarterbacks during that stretch.
That's also a problem. Get them a better quarterback. Kickback Miami with the fiver says, Dolphins franchise is as healthy as a 6-year-old over town street walkers G-string after a busy weekend.
Wow.
Damn. My five-year-old is right here, and I have to read that out loud. God. I think she'll know what I'm saying. Dolphin Attic with the tenor says, fun fact, Ross is involved with opening one of the most prestigious and expensive golf courses in the country. Opogee Club. $1.5 million initiation fee, also under the sun, gets canned.
Under the Sun was the documentary series that the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah, for like a week.
Come on. I knew that was.
And then they sucked and they were like, well, we got to stop this.
No, it's so hard to do documentaries like that. And it just wasn't worth their time and effort, especially when they're losing, because they're not going to show you the losing stuff.
Exactly. We have five. I don't know what the R is.
We have a foundation.
No, I just don't know what the money worth is. Do we have a foundation? DL are progressing. Let's fix corners. Keep the running game. Keep a good running game. Fix pass scheme / protection and quarterback. Tough, but 2026 is workable.
Depends. You don't have any cornerbacks.
Y'all gonna learn.
You only have one safety. You really aren't gonna have any defensive ends other than Trap Robinson defensively. Offensive line, you'll be all right. Running back, you'll be all right. Wide receiver, we've got one wide receiver. You've got no tight ends under contract. A lot of work to do. Yeah, there's a lot of work to do. And really,
no quarterback right now.
No quarterback.
Mm-hmm. And no GM.
We have a quarterback.
You have a GM. You have Champ Kelly. He's a GM right now. Mm-hmm.
Number one Heat fan with the tenor says, so it's Omar from wins are a quarterback stat to it's a team game, and poop from wins is not a quarterback stat to wins is a quarterback stat. If you get the bag, shaking my head. I think they were just messing with each other.
No, if you get the bag, it's on you.
Still not a quarterback stat, but more than of you if you're getting by far the highest contract.
You keep records for wins on head coaches and quarterbacks. That's all I'm saying.
I see it this way, right? Ultimately, the percentage of the cap that goes to you is the percentage that you should be involved in winning or losing.
Thank you.
He got the biggest piece of the pie.
Let me look at what percentage he's at today. This
20%? 20 point like something percent?
I think that's a reasonable percent.
So he's about 20% of the reason they win or lose.
That's reasonable.
That's the way I see it. Garp Gump with the fiver says, I'm finally looking at the draft and strongly disagree. It is not a strong draft. I'm kind of jazzed about almost every position except quarterback, TD for GM.
And we bring Ryan Tannehill back, baby. Come on, man.
And we're losing. There. Number one Heat fan with the tenor says, my opinion, the Dolphins are still suffering from the idiocy. Thank you. Of racism by not hiring Mike Tomlin because he was too hip hop.
Nothing has changed about this organization, even though they've hired two African Americans as head coaches back to back and had an African American GM, now have an African American interim GM. You have to be a certain kind of African American, unfortunately.
That's racist. Jason with the fiver, appreciate you, Jason. ET with the $2, I meant can Ewers be Purdy autocorrect?
Can Ewers be Purdy? He'd have to show flashes. Purdy showed flashes right away.
I don't think he's kind of athlete of Purdy.
What team did he instantly show flashes against?
Dolphins.
Yep.
The Dolphins?
Yep. I was like, oh, Garoppolo went down. We have a chance. Tua's playing like trash. And then Brock Purdy was Brock Purdy. I was like,
I remember one play from that game that stood out to me. Like, holy crap, that's a rook. Jason Taylor. Was it Jason Taylor?
No. Brock Purdy is not Jason Taylor. No,
Jalen Phillips tattooed the crap out of him on a pass rush right up the middle, like hit him right in the sternum. And Purdy just stood there, took the hit, and threw like a pill. Like, I don't know.
When was this?
2022. Remember that streak on the West Coast where Tua was trash?
And we knew then. We knew then. But okay. We knew then.
Stop it.
Ian with the tenor said, Miami, Allen, is that playoff game against the Bills last year? Lamar had two awful turnovers year before an AFC championship. He threw a pick in triple coverage. Can't have turnovers in the playoffs.
Don't disagree there, but this overall notion that Lamar chokes in the playoffs, I think it's a little unfair.
Especially when he got the lead back, and then like there was other factors.
I will say that he kept fighting in the playoffs.
I'm not going to talk about other people who choke in the playoffs because I'm going to get yelled at by a lot of people. But we're going to get out of here. We will see you guys on Tuesday with a victory, with not a victory. You were playing better. You were playing worse. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. I think we're going to start getting more into talking about McDaniel's safety because he's got two more games left. Is that seat getting hotter? Go check out Omar Kelly at the Miami Herald, Alan Poupart, Miami Dolphins on SI, TDFinstalk, YouTube.com/TDFinstalk, and myself at YouTube.com/DouglyDoWrong. We will see you Tuesday, and then after that is the end. You know, maybe we'll do a year review, too, because Tuesday is the last day of the year for us. We can do a year review. I don't know. Fancy thumbnail with fireworks and stuff. See, creator brain.
Hey, man. Sounds interesting. Yeah, why not?
But we'll see you Tuesday, like usual. We out.